And these words of encouragement bring you meditation moments again. We're reading from God's Word, Psalms of 55. A portion of this scripture give ear to my prayer, O God. Hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in my wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. If you're reading with me, it's the 55th Psalm. Now we're coming to the verses we want you to notice especially. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and the tempest. And here is one, the psalmist of old, who wants wings. He's crying for wings that he can get away from things. He wants to get away from the tempest of troubles and the storm that rages about his soul. And there are lots of folks that feel like they just love to run away from everything. They're tired or burdened with many responsibilities, and they like to get away from the pressure of it all. And verse of scripture reads that I had the wings of a dove, then I would fly away and be at rest. Did you ever feel that way, like you wanted to get away from everything, but you just couldn't? So many people are talking about vacations today. Oh, if they could just get away from the house a while, away from business, or even away from the children, and get a little quiet, a little rest. Away from the work and the worries that you've been tied down to. They want to be quiet and restful for a while. That's the cry of so many hearts. Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I'd fly away and be at rest. That's the cry of hundreds of unsatisfied, yearning hearts. But earthly wings would never do you any good, for you can't fly far enough away from your trouble. You can't fly away from yourself. Your own heart with all its burdens and problems goes with you wherever you go. But oh, thank God, God has provided wings to get away. Away above all this narrow, crawling existence. And these wings for you, if you'll use them. Your soul was made to mount up with wings. And it can be never, never satisfied with earthly soulings. Like a captive eagle, your soul chafes and frets with the things of the world. So God's made a way for us when the pressure gets so great we can hardly bear it. And that wonderful way is to get alone with God. Your soul is too big for this world. God made it for himself. And sometimes a soul just mounts all above it all, up to the bosom of God. Oh, I know some folks won't be interested in it when we just say that the answer to this getting away is prayer, and getting alone till God doesn't talk to your heart. They think that's some kind of mystical thing. Maybe that people imagine a lot about, but there are multitudes that are listening to my voice at this moment that know that they can get away from worries and trials and the pressures in the secret place of prayer. They've had this definite experience. God has decreed it that way. God has decreed that prayer should be a power in the universe, as distinct, as real, as natural, and as uniform as the power of gravitation or light or electricity. And if you'll use it as trustingly, as soberly as you would any of these, then you'll find the most wonderful miracles taking place in your life, and the rest and repose and quiet will come to that soul that's crying to have wings, longing so to have wings. Now these two scriptures, one in Psalms 55, 6 and 8 that I just read to you. If I had wings, I would fly away and be at rest, and I would wander off and remain in the wilderness. I would escape. The scripture goes on. Then in Matthew 11, 28 to 30 are these words. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, this brings a word of comfort to hearts that are tired and tempest-tossed and tried, and they find it hard to pull against the awful stream today, harassed and perplexed and looking and longing for a way of escape from the difficulties which compass about. Now, when the psalmist uttered the words of this text, he was in a hard place. In verses 2 to 5, he says, Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of my enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me. And then he talks about the pains of death and the terrors of death being upon him, that fearfulness and trembling came upon him. Well, not only do enemies oppress you, but I know that sometimes, like David the psalmist, you have to face the treachery of friends or some about you, as in verses 12 and 14. He says there, it was not an enemy that reproached me. I could have borne it had it been an enemy that reproached me. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was a man mine equal, my guide, mine acquaintance. We had taken sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. Oh, that was a real trial, wasn't it? But finally the burden of oppression became well nigh unbearable. He wants to get away from it all. He says, oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and I would be at rest. Well, the margin of the Newberry Bible has it, who give me wings? I want wings. Oh, that I had wings. I want to fly away from it all. I would wander off. Now note, there's so many I's along here. I would do this and I would do that and I would wander off. I would escape. You know, he's wanting to escape, I think, from himself. But the word of God is a continual warning to men to wait on God, and they will renew their strength in prayer and worship. And one of the reasons for our feeling that we want to escape and take the wings of a dove is because God has put in our hearts this very desire for a something above the ordinary, to fly way above the circumstances and conditions and to rest in the heart of God. Now, we can't ignore God's way of renewal. God's way of renewal is to come to him and pray and talk it over with him, counsel with God. He says, come, let us reason together. God bless you, my friend, and help you in this, that you might cast your care upon him. For Jesus' sake, we ask it. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.